Blessed be the name of the Lord. What a mighty God we serve. God bless you, praise team. Amen. What a mighty God we serve. Let me wish happy Valentine from He that loved us most, Jesus Christ, to all and everybody here in Jesus' name. Amen. Understand that's today, right? Jesus loved us. Amen. And also, we should wish one another the love of God. Amen. Amen. Just raise your hand and wave unto the Lord, everybody. Say, who to God unchanging hand. Who to God unchanging hand. Build your hope on things eternal. Hold to God unchanging hand. Everybody join me and say, hold to God unchanging hand. Hallelujah. Hold to God unchanging hand. Build your hope on things eternal. Hold to God unchanging hand. One more time, join me and say, everybody. I say, hold to God unchanging hand. Everybody hold to God unchanging hand. Build your hope on things eternal. Go to God unchanging hand. Jesus, we come before you this day, holding on to thy hand that never fell. The everlasting arm of God is our shield and a hiding place, our hope and eternal house. Lord, bless everyone that is gathered and watching from all over the whole world. Grant that we hold on to that hand and never change. Say, the everlasting God, eternal God, is your refuge, and underneath you is his everlasting arms. Let us always remember that. No matter the situation we might face, that his hand is always close and near, and is able to hold and uplift us, even unto that day, in Jesus' name. Amen. Blessed be the name of the Lord. At the tail end of the message we have last time, we say certain things we couldn't really explain a little detail on, but we're going to try to get into that today. The message of last 2 weeks was 4 days late and right on time. At the tail end, we spoke about the aspect whereby the promise is delayed. And we gave, for example, some people in the scriptures whereby the promise was delayed. Joshua being David being one of them. Then we have Abraham. And also we have Joseph. How it was delayed for a time. Some for more than 10 years and so on. And we're going to talk about promises today. God's promise and the process. God's promise and one side is the promise of God, and then the process of getting it to fulfillment. Blessed be the name of the Lord. Amen. And we use these three people as an example of when promise was made, and it delayed, and it delayed. And being human beings, we walk in our own time zone, but God has a different way. We use the case of Lazarus to explain it, whereby the sisters call him to come and fulfill the promise according to his word. But he delayed. But when he shows up, he was 4 days late. Blessed be the name of the Lord. Being God, being eternal King, being he that is able to do all things, he made all things well and was right on time. Blessed be the name of the Lord. He worked it out to his greater glory. Amen. So today, God's promise and the process. Let's open again Habakkuk chapter 2 verse 3. Quickly, please. Habakkuk chapter 2 verse 3. Hallelujah. Read with me, everybody. For the vision is yet for an appointed time. But at the end, he shall what? Speak. At the end, he shall what? Speak. That is manifest. And not lie. Though it waits. He say what? Wait for it. That's the process. And that is the hardest part. Because it will surely come. It will not tarry, it will not delay, it will come at the appointed time. Blessed be the name of the Lord. Amen. And so we spoke on that area, but we didn't talk about the process. Due to time, today we move on to the process. Amen. Blessed be the name of the Lord. Hallelujah. How do we obtain the promises of God? It could be by the word of God. Anybody here, I don't know how many people are sitting here today who are believing God for something. Amen. I can give you my list. Blessed be the name of the Lord. And some of them has been for days, for weeks, for months, even for years. That is the hard part. And so this process can be obtained by revelation, by dream. It can be somebody telling you, thus say the Lord. It can be by word of knowledge. It can be from the word of God. Promise is something you say and you have intention of doing it. And God has said it is about over 3,000 promises in this Bible that God has made for us. Promises of divine providence, healing, restoration, wealth issue, health issue, just so many of them. And it is here. It become a promise to you. Today you take hold of it and believe God for it. Blessed be the name of the Lord. The journey starts from that time. And then the process starts and it develops either to, by God's grace, victory. Blessed be the name of the Lord. Amen. 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 So we obtain promise through this route. Now, process is a journey that has destination. And all of us know what a journey is. You prepare for it, you get ready, and one day you just maybe start a car or fly or whatever. But there is a destination. But between the start-off point to the destination, there is what? Process, time. And that time can be the difficult part in most cases for anybody, depending on the situation. Time the journey can be enjoyable. At times it can become something you say, my God, how am I going to ever get to the destination through this journey? Amen? Amen? Victories are made and won or lost during the process. The outcome, the end of it, process will determine the outcome towards the end. And as we go forward in this message, I want you to know from the beginning that many a times God is not much concerned with the end of the journey as much as the process. Why does God allow the process? Why doesn't he just snap his hand and take you from the beginning to the end? Why do you have to go through all this situation only to get to what is already appointed, what is already ordained? And that is where many of us miss the mark. Because we don't understand the reason why God allowed the process. I've watched many TV ad and stuff. Some school will advertise, okay, come to our college, come to our university. And they will show a clip within 30 seconds where you have your matriculation gown and woo, you are already at the graduation and wearing the gown for graduation. But they didn't show you what the professors will put you through, how many nights you have to be awake to study to pass exams, and so on and so forth. Those are the process. Watch another funny one. This young man want to lose some weight and, you know, be physical fit, and they were advertising this riding a stationary bike. And they show this guy who started flabby and big and so on, and within a few seconds he's already having six pack up. So he rushed to the store, buy the same equipment, jump on top of it, pedal quickly, and jump down and weigh himself. He didn't lose a pound or even anything yet. It will take a process to get there. Blessed be the name of the Lord. Hallelujah. Amen. So process is a journey with destination. Once we know the process, the reason for the process, able to stay to the process, then there is hope for victory. Blessed be the name of the Lord. Amen. The problem with many of us is that we have tendency to run before God. There's a saying, a proverb, that when you run before God, you'll be weary. But them that wait on the Lord, blessed be the name of the Lord, that wait through the process, that hold on to the process, that walked out the process, found out the reason for the process, they have victory at the end in Jesus' mighty name. And I pray that that is our case for whatever you are believing God for today. That God will take you that process and you understand the purpose of the process and you come out victorious at the end in the name of Jesus Christ. Whatever it is you are believing God for today, that God will see you through to the end. Amen? Hallelujah. Hallelujah. God has a reason for putting process in every, the process of time, on every promise. There are some promises that is spontaneous, is far and few in between. In other words, he says it and it happens right away. But there are some that drag on and drag on and drag on, and after some time being a human being, we are looking for a way out. We want to hasten it, we want to make it faster, and we start wondering, why is this thing being delayed? And many a times we start to circumvent the process. And many a times we start to ask questions. Did I actually have this promise? Did I have this promise? Did God reveal it to me? Am I sure of it? And then you start to go to the other one and say, wow, did God, why is God holding out on this all this time? Blessed be the name of the Lord. Amen. God have a purpose for whatever he's doing. And when we understand that the purpose is there, and no matter what we're doing in between, that he who has taken us from the beginning is able to see us towards unto the end of it. Blessed be the name of the Lord. Then we can hope and endure. There is a purpose for every process. And it's hard on the body. It's hard on the mind. It's hard on the emotion. Because you want it done right away. You want an answer right away. You prayed and have a conviction that the Holy Spirit is speaking to you. He might even use somebody that is a man of God, a woman of God, to say, thus say the Lord to you. And you fully believe it. And you want to realize it. But then comes the process. And if you are not careful, that is when the battle is lost. But if you hold on to the word of God, you are sure to win. Blessed be the name of the Lord. Amen. So be careful about circumventing the process. 400 years a promise was made to the children of Israel. Towards the end of it, God put it in the heart of Moses. It's this time, it's getting to that time, 40 years or so to the time for this promise to come to fulfillment. They've already waited for 360 years or so. And Moses quickly wanted to hasten the process. He did certain things that put him in exile. It didn't pan out very well. But God still had 40 years to go to prepare Moses for him to lead the children out of Egypt and towards the promised land. Blessed be the name of the Lord. God knows the type of people that Moses have to deal with. stubborn and stiff-necked people, as the Bible says. And so Moses had to go through a training that will prepare him to be a leader. But he wanted it done right away. He went and killed a man and said, enough is enough. And so he went on a journey that took him from being a prince to a shepherd. Blessed be the name of the Lord. Took him from being served to becoming a servant. Took him from being one that is respected and promoted and honored over the whole kingdom. Powerful, to become practically a slave and running away for his life. So God took him through this process. If he hasn't gone through there, he wouldn't have received the training to be humble. The Bible says he became what? The meekest man on earth. Do you think he would have been a meekest man if he was strived from the throne to this position? No. He was haughty, he was proud, he was arrogant, he wants to achieve what he wants right away. And that's why he said, enough is enough, I'm killing him and getting him out of the way. He wasn't prepared for the journey. Until he was humble, until he even had to meet that burning bush, until he was flawed and know that it is not by me, it's not by power, it's not by might, but by God and God and through God alone. That is when he was prepared. And even finally when he was called to go and initiate the process, he felt so inferior. You know, I cannot talk. I'm not prepared for this. God said, you are ready now. Blessed be the name of the Lord. That is what the process does. Amen? Amen? The process is to teach us to become amenable so that God can mend you, turn you, use you anywhere he likes. God can induce your faith. You can learn how to persevere, how to also know that God is able to do it. That's part of the process. Many people that crash and burn today, I see many people that, you know, maybe in the wealth issue of, popularity area of life, they didn't go through the process of, you know, having it hard or rough and so on. They finally sign up into millions of dollars or whatever, sports or those music people. And it gets to their head. And they crash and burn. God is there to teach you in the process that for you to obtain victory, amen, you have to go through the process. And the process will prepare you for the blessings to come. Blessed be the name of the Lord. Amen. Don't. I say don't. Circumvent trying to change the process. It may be that God has a purpose you don't know yet, but follow it through. Blessed be the name of the Lord. It is hard on any man or woman to go through the process. I have been through some myself, and I'm still going through some as I'm standing here. Things that God has promised, things that God has ordained, things that God has shown me that will come to pass. And immediately I thought it will be overnight. And I start rejoicing and praising God, only to see it go from days to weeks to months and to years. But many people will tell you that if I have received this from the beginning, the victory might have turned to a curse, and that will not be our portion in Jesus' name. For many a times, what we call a victory become a curse because we didn't learn along the process. We didn't see the purpose of God. There are some of us develop what we call tunnel vision. We are in this tunnel, and it is so dark and hard in the beginning, and then we see the light towards the end. And our attention is focused towards the end, towards that light, and all our attention is focused. We don't learn or see anything around us. We don't learn the process. We are not built up through the process. It becomes a tunnel vision, and it becomes disastrous. God has a way of saving us through some of these things. It is for us to learn through the process, to avoid the pitfalls of life, to avoid the dark corners, the things that the enemy set along the way. God is able to bring us towards the end of the journey. There's no question about it. God is able to start. That's why he's the Alpha, and that's why he's the Omega. And when I say he's the Omega, he already sees the end. He's able to bring it to pass. Blessed be the name of the Lord. Amen. He's able to bring it to pass. Didn't the Bible say that God is not a man that he should lie? Amen. It's not the Son of Man that he should repent. Have he said it and not be able to do it? He's able to make whatever he said. He's able to make it good. Amen? So he already knows the beginning and the end. It is assured. It's guaranteed. He's able to bring it to the end. But what happens in between is dependent on me and you, how you handle the process. I've seen people crash and burn in the process. I've seen people throw up their hand and walk away from blessing. Because they are not ready to wait through to the end of the process. They are not able to hold onto it towards the end. And along the way, they give up. One was says digging for a treasure, and he was like 75 feet after having dug for years. 75 feet from it and quit. Only for somebody to later find the same hole and dig the remaining 75 feet. And that shall not be our portion in Jesus' name. God will hold us and guide us, and we will go through to the end. Amen? Now, to manage the process, I said, there are three people I want to bring out that we studied on. We mentioned on that last message. Let's look at the process they went through. How they could have failed. If not, I have learned. I say, it is important for you to know when you are going through a process to achieve a promise. If you don't know, you think it is just happenstance. It's just a chance happening. But when you know that this is a purpose, there's a purpose for this, then you're able to put up with it because it could be very challenging. Amen? Abraham was made a promise. Being an old man and the wife also an old woman, they had a promise of God to the point that God swore an oath to him. I made a covenant and sealed it with blood of sacrifice that I will make of you a great nation. I said the other day that how he must have jumped up and started shouting and started rejoicing, and how the wife might have gone to prepare a nice room for the baby. And this is God that has spoken. This is he that made heaven and earth. He said it. And he is able to do it. Blessed be the name of the Lord. They quickly ran towards that promise. But no, it didn't happen just like that. A year passed by. He already changed his name. Come to the Justice Department and say, change my name. What for? Change my name. Because I'm going to be what? Father of nation. What was your name? Abraham. It's now Abraham. They changed it. And how everybody around him must have started, and he instructed, don't ever call me Abraham. I'm now Abraham, and interpretation is father of nations. And you don't have one single child. Well, God promised. He's coming in 9 months' time. Praise the Lord. Start rejoicing. That's saying what he said. And so, 9 months came and by, nothing. 2 years come, nothing. 3 years, but it was for the greater glory of God, for the testimony remained that at the end of the day, to teach me and you, who are coming thousands or hundreds of years after, to learn to believe God. For say, Abraham did what? Believed God. And it was counted unto him for what? Righteousness. That our belief in God is not in vain. That if we hold even unto the end, no matter the challenges of the day, it will not be for nothing. So Abraham keep believing God. But here, see how the enemy could truncate the process if you are not careful. Pressure came, not from distance, not from an enemy, not from demon, not from, because I can tell you something. No demon, no power on earth, no hater, no person can change your destiny. Blessed be the name of the Lord. Only person who can thwart and change the order of things is you. That is why I don't fear all these things they say people do. He said into my heart a long time ago, and I said they are nothing. There is nothing anybody, any human being can do to go against the plan and intention of God in your life. Blessed be the name of the Lord. They can't change it. He said it, there's no encampment against Israel. And that is a standby promise. They can go wherever they are, call your name in a mirror, inside the sea, throw it, do whatever, spend their money. It will not come to anything because God is there for you from beginning to the end. And he's above all. And there's no power, no name, no authority bigger and better than his. Blessed be the name of the Lord. Amen. Only you. Only you. So peer pressure came. The wife said, honey, yeah, we've waited for all these years. Let's do something different and throw something with a bonus to him. And Abraham, after some time, his heart wasn't on it from all indication, but he did agree. He succumbed. And here is the outcome. What did we get today? Ishmael. The whole world is still suffering because of that. Thousands of years after, he's still a thorn in the flesh of the true son. It is still a problem till today. But for God's mercy, that could have eroded the whole promise. Because he succumbed to peer pressure. He took his eyes momentarily off that promise, that he who promised is able to fulfill it. Blessed be the name of the Lord. And listen to the wife. Take my handmaid. Let it be a son for us. Quickly went, conceived, have a child, call him Ishmael. Till today, it is still a thorn in the flesh to the true sons. Blessed be the name of the Lord. Amen. Hallelujah. That will not be our portion. Amen. Don't take your eyes off the promise. Stay through the process. It will be hard on the flesh. If God has spoken it, he is able to do it. Blessed be the name of the Lord. Amen. Joseph. And by the way, Abraham 25 years, Joseph was 15 years, or give and take. For 15 years, God gave him a dream. He was out of 12 children, the 11th one. The bottom of the runt, as the saying goes. That's that when you get to that point, your father don't even remember your name at times. Although he was remembered and loved because of the mom. But one son, two sons, three sons, four, five, six, seven, eight, nine, 10, 11, almost to the last. Suddenly he received a revelation that he was to be promoted above all. Above his father, above his mother, and they will all bow and worship him. Wow, how that will feel good. He quickly went and told Papa, see what I said, shut up. His father's brothers, everybody had it, say, look at him. He thinks he's somebody. But that was a promise, and he looked onto it. How he must have thought it would be overnight. But no, he has to go through a process where he was thrown inside a pit, dug up again, and sold into captivity, become a slave, charged with sin that he didn't commit, thrown into a jail, and in the jail, they even approach him and say, you have God's blessing upon you. Here is a dream we had. And he told the dream to him, and he interpreted it. And the man, one of them, went to the chop block, a chop off his head. The other one was promoted to a great position before Pharaoh. He must have thought, well, my deliverance is coming. No, the man that he promoted, he told the dream and he came to pass, used his gift as a blessing, forgot him. Because it's not yet time. Blessed be the name of the Lord. It is not yet time. When it is time, I usually see it. When it is time for it to happen, things start to fall in place. Blessed be the name of the Lord. The pillars, the stones, everything start to come together. The stars of heaven, every one of them start coming together. And even when they say it is impossible, you start to make it possible. You start to see it. That is time to say, hey, hold on unto the end. Blessed be the name of the Lord. Hold on to God's unchanging hand. Amen. It is he that promised. Glory be to God. Amen. Hallelujah. Somebody shout hallelujah. There are many people sitting here that God has made promise to and it's been delayed. There are people sitting here that have cried out to God for things, and it looks like it's never coming to pass. I want to tell you that God spoke, and God does not change. Blessed be the name of the Lord. God will never change. Not even for himself will he change. He is true to every one word he spoke, and he will bring it to pass. Joseph cried unto the Lord from pit. Jail is not like it is today. It's a place of torment meant for you to really suffer. They forgot him there. This is the second time he's been thrown into the dungeon. One by his brothers into Peter, now this. But at the appointed time, the fellow had another dream, and they cannot figure it out, and God started to put it in place and say, what is the meaning of this? Then the man remembered, oh, yes. I said, man, I was with in the jail some years ago. He told me exactly what is to happen to me, and it happened accordingly. Quickly go bring him. He brought him. Blessed be the name of the Lord. Hallelujah. The process started to show the victory. And before you know it, Pharaoh started to make him second in command. They said, for my wife, we are in charge of every other thing in this land. What do you want us to do? Do this, do that, do that, do that, so that we can avert evil. And for what purpose did God put him through there? There is a famine coming in the land. 7 years or how many years of evil is coming? But before then, there's a time of plenty. Nobody will have known. Thousands and thousands of people in the land will have died. But he went through that process until the time appointed. Blessed be the name of the Lord. That is God's way of doing things. I said last time I speak that many a times, your victory will not come until it will be an opportunity for greater miracle. For God to do a greater miracle. For God to show a greater power of who he is. It may be that the situation may become dead. Maybe that the situation will have to be buried, sealed, and stinking for God to step into the situation. Blessed be the name of the Lord. If God have come to heal Lazarus right away when he was still eating and drinking and talking, it will just be, well, maybe it's the medication that the doctors gave him. But when the man was dead and buried and the tomb was sealed and he's already stinking, to his sister who really love him and want him alive, say, Master, let's not open the grave. The guy is dead for 4 years. He's stinking already. Your situation may get to that point for God to show up. But do not be discouraged. He is the master. He might be 4 days late, but he will still be right on time. Blessed be the name of the Lord. Hallelujah. He will have a way of changing the situation. He will bring it to pass. It may not be the way you think it is, but God will bring his word, his promise, his covenant with you, his oath to you. He will bring it to pass in Jesus' mighty name. Hallelujah. Another man went through the promise. That's the last question we bring in today. David. For how many years? That's about 17 years, give or take. Suddenly, God wants to remove the man who is there at the proper moment, just the king, because he has gone against the will of God. He forgotten who called him, forgotten what God said, what God asked of him from beginning. And so, he said, well, to Samuel, go and anoint somebody. They didn't tell him, that's things God does at times he gets on me also, well, human being. Doesn't give you a name, doesn't give you a picture. But he said it. As something God said to me about the praise team a few days ago. I wanted to see name or picture to understand it. I didn't. No, for me to know what God was saying. But there's a blessing coming to a couple of you. Blessed be the name of the Lord. If you hold on to the cause in Jesus' mighty name, there's a promotion on somebody among you, and God is able to do it. Claim it in Jesus' mighty name. Amen. Say, go and anoint. So he took his anointing oil. It's a risky situation. If the king king found out that you are going to go make another king, what will he do? Cut off your head, of course. So he said, what am I going to do? He said, camouflage it somehow. You're going to go make a sacrifice and do something. And when you go there, call the son of this family. And when you call them, I will show you at that point who to anoint. So being a man, he saw Eliab the first son and said, wow, the Lord's anointed is before him. No, that is not him. Not him, yes. Bring the second one there. Not him. Third one, not him. Fourth, not him. Fifth. Is there no other son among these? And he was like, my God, could I have gotten it wrong this time? Could it be that I came to a wrong place? Check my notebook. Yeah, that is the family. Is that the address? Yeah, that's the address. Do you have another son? Yes, there's one in the field watching the flock. So I always said, this guy has a party thrown on his behalf, and he wasn't even invited. But then he came, and God said, rise and pour the anointing oil on him. How that young man will have rejoiced for winning the lottery of the world. From the sheepfold to being anointed king of Israel. He jumped up. He rejoiced. Don't tell me he didn't rejoice at him. He didn't say no. He bent his hand. They anointed him. But at the end of the anointing, you know what happened? He was sent back again to being a shepherd. So God brought you, made you king, anoint you. Yes, he was anointed but not appointed yet. So he sent him back to go and learn. From that time, the lesson is for David to learn how to be a leader of his people. How to be a servant of God, not for man. So now you are a king. He's no more thinking of himself. Every time he was there from now, he knew he's been anointed. The anointing oil has been sealed with that anointing. But it took good 17 years. Blessed be the name of the Lord. Amen. Amen. From that 17 years, things start to happen. Now was a point he was have to be a food runner, a delivery boy. Each one that he was called to do for promotion, there's a pattern to it. He has the patterns from nothing to there, from nothing to there, each time. The armies of Israel were gathered. Mighty men of valor able to defeat or kill and whatever, but they're all cowering before the enemy. And they say, the father said, take some food and go give to your brother who is actually doing something else. I think in their mind, the father was thinking, all this time I thought you are going to be a king or something. By now we'll get out of all these things we have to be, but you are still here. Anyway, take food to your brothers and give to them. He went there and then saw Goliath. And have the audacity to go to the king and say, I can deal with this man. Blessed be the name of the Lord. Amen. And he said, well, my son, I'm glad that you have that kind of heart. But look, this is a man that is a man of war. He knows all the intricacies of war. Look at his giant. He said, this and that. You can't. He said, no, but the Lord has been preparing me in the bush. The Lord has been preparing me in the bush. One time a lion came to take one of the sheep. That sheep is under my charge. That sheep represents Israel to come. I will not allow any harm to do what God has given to my church. I rose up and did what? I killed the lion. Blessed be the name of the Lord. So a pastor once says, send a bear, and that bear is like 7 feet tall or 8 feet or 9 feet. God's preparing him to be able to face that giant. He said, he came also to take. I said, no. I'm under control of this animal. You're not going to take it. I rose up. I said, as the Lord God liveth, that man that defied the army of the living God shall be like one of those animals. Blessed be the name of the Lord. That is the process God is keep going him through. Saul didn't go through that process. He was picked because Israel asked for him. He was a king chosen by the people. David was chosen by the Lord. And so many a times, when God is choosing you for something great, he will also put you through a process to learn how to use it to his glory. Blessed be the name of the Lord. And that process can be hard.
from being anointed king, he went back to the bush to continue being as a shepherd. So what happened? He killed Goliath. Another time, he was forgotten again. I don't know how this is happening in scripture, but it's noted in the Bible. He became a relaxation therapist. He used to play guitar and just by himself in the bush, singing and praising God. Tormenting spirit, demonic spirit came upon the king, Saul. And he will become worried and stressed out and start doing crazy things. Then one of his servants said, hey, let's call somebody who is good in playing guitar and stuff so that when he's playing, he will calm your spirit. Guess who they choose again? David. And went and brought him out. God has a way of taking him from nowhere to somewhere. He's preparing him, showing him through the process, see how to deal with the situation. See how to prepare yourself. See how to know that God is in charge and not you. That it is through him and through him alone that you can achieve your objective. Blessed be the name of the Lord. Hallelujah. Though he started playing for him, nearly lost his life in that. So he went from, okay, I'm not married and stuff and so on, and he said, go kill some Philistines. He go kill them. And he was given a princess. But all this time, he has not achieved the final destiny. For whole 17 years, blessed be the name of the Lord. Amen. For whole 17 years, he fought. He was put down. He did the worst job in the whole world, being a shepherd in the midst of the bush and stuff. Meanwhile, under him, upon him, is the anointing of a king. Brethren, the point we are saying is that you hold on to God's unchanging hand. Amen? You hold on to that promise without wavering. God has spoken to you. God has given you guidance. And it seems that it's not coming to pass. That is because you are going through a purpose, a process that will bring you victory. Blessed be the name of the Lord. And when you attend to that victory, so that you don't burn out, you don't fall. The process will make victory a blessing and not a curse in your life in Jesus' name. There is a tree that is planted in China called bamboo tree. This bamboo tree can grow as tall as 90 feet, 9-story high. But the funny thing about this particular tree is that when the farmer put it in the ground, you don't see it for 5 years. 5 good years, it doesn't come up. The farmer has to water it every day or it will die. So they come and pour water on it. Not one, you don't see it break the ground. But immediately it breaks the ground, it grows tall. Within 5 weeks, it has reached maturity, 90 feet high. 5 weeks' time. Blessed be the name of the Lord. Do you know what is happening within these 5 years? The tree is putting out roots to the east, to the west, to the north, to the south, spreading and going deep. So that the time it grows, when the blessing comes, because the blessing will come like this, bam. And it grows to 90 feet tall. It already has roots. Grounded, founded, built a foundation that will not fail. Blessed be the name of the Lord. That is what the process does for me and you. All the time you are going through this trial, waiting for it to come, there is a blessing at the end in Jesus' name. And that blessing, nobody can deter it. No enemy, no demon, no Satan can change the course. If you hold on to God, he will bring it to pass. And when he brings it to pass, you will see it and give the Lord glory. Put your hands together for the Lord, everybody. Hallelujah. So that's why we say hold on to God and changing hand. If that tree grew to be 90 feet without roots, what do you think will happen? It will fall. It will tumble. It will crash. Because it has no roots. But for 5 years, he toiled, the person who is watering it toiled, and all the time, it is being something unseen It doesn't show the outcome. It doesn't show the dividend yet. It doesn't show the victory yet. But the foundation is being laid for you to be able to overcome. Blessed be the name of the Lord. Men and brethren, I'm going to pray for every one of us. It's not easy for you to believe God for something, and the process seems to be delayed. I'm going to pray two types of prayer. One is that God will give you grace to endure, to hold unto God, unchanging hand, while the process endures. Blessed be the name of the Lord. And when we've prayed, we also want to believe God. As time, you have to ask God, please, Lord, I've done it sometime, hasten the post-process. Amen? Amen? Do it. Hasten it, Lord. We're human beings, and God can actually hasten the process. Blessed be the name of the Lord. Amen? He can move the clock. He can change the times and the seasons. He can do whatever he likes because he's God. Amen? Let's read quickly as we close and pray. 1 Peter 6, 7. Quickly, please. 1 Peter chapter 6. 1 Peter verse 6 to 7. 1 Peter 1, 6 to 7. 1 Peter 1, 6. Wherein ye greatly rejoice, though now for a season, if need be, ye are in heaviness through manifold temptation. Go on to 7. That the trial of your what? Faith. Being much more precious than of gold that perisheth, though it be tried with fire, might be found unto praise and honor and glory at the appearing of Jesus Christ. Blessed be the name of the Lord. Hallelujah. Let us pray. If you are watching this and you are believing God and holding on to God for something, and it seems that it will never come to pass, he's been holding on, you are not alone. If I ask for raising of hand here, probably every hand will be raised. There's something God shows me about 2-3 years ago. It was so clear, I thought it was just going to happen. I rejoice and stuff till today. It hasn't manifested. So as I'm speaking now, and I'm also speaking to myself, you are not alone. But it will manifest. It says, though it tarry, do what? Wait for it. Don't give up. Don't back out. Don't try to push it contrary to the word of God or try to circumvent it. Hold on to God. Blessed be the name of the Lord. For God is able to do it. Amen. Hallelujah. Jesus Christ, we come unto you. We believe that you're able to do all things. The Bible says, for we have need of patience, that after you have done the will of God, we will receive the promise. Blessed be the name of the Lord. Lord, grant us patience, that after we have done the will of God, we shall receive the promise in Jesus' mighty name. Yes, the night season can be hard, but we know that towards the dawn is the darkest hour. The midnight hour can be hard when the process seems to be delaying and our victory is not in sight. Grant us grace to hold on to God unchanging hand in Jesus' mighty name. When the pressure of the life and people, family, friends, or whatever come to push us and put pressure, and there are a lot of uncertain voices that will come, grant us grace to hold on to the end in the name of Jesus. For God is not a man that he should lie, neither is he the son of man that he should repent. Had he said it, the Bible say, and shall he not do it? Or has he not spoken it and able to make it good? That is your promise, Lord, and we hold on to it in the name of Jesus. Guide us towards individual situation. Anybody who is watching on television at this point, and you say, brother, you spoke the truth, but it's hard. We understand it's hard. But let God grant you grace. And if you haven't given your life to Christ, speed it up by giving your life to Christ and holding on to that promise and receiving the support, the guidance, the help of the Holy Spirit, who is our helper. So today, you might be on bed of affliction and you are counting the hours towards victory. Lord, grant the petition of such one in Jesus' name. And anybody here who have believed you for something, may have given them a vision, a word of promise, a covenant, an oath. Whatever it is you said, and they've taken it unto themselves to believe. Lord, let them know this day that Jesus Christ is the same yesterday and the same today. And he'll be the same forever. That if he said it, he's able to bring it to pass in Jesus' mighty name. Grant us that we hold on unto God's unchanging hand through the process to victory. In Jesus' mighty name we pray. Amen. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Blessed be the name of the Lord. 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 Hallelujah. Oh, to God unchanging hand. Oh, to God unchanging hand. Build your hope on things eternal. Oh, to God unchanging hand. Hallelujah.